I don't know. We're back, and really, the traveling person we have with us is travel journalist Suzanne Wright, and she's going to give us some baggage tips. In fact, a lot of info on baggage. And good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Roy.
We've got to get a song calling the traveling lady.
I'm trying to rechristen myself as Wonder Woman.
Ah, by the way, I love the photo of the red umbrella. Is that something recommended to our audience so they'll easily be recognized as they're traveling around?
Well, it's guaranteed, attention grabber anyway. So, yeah, that's funny. That's a picture of walking in the streets of Quebec during the New France Festival, which takes place in late summer. And that's the handiwork of fellow journalist Bob Fisher.
I'm not going to mention anything about the little round guy that's next to you in another photograph up there. That, I don't know who that guy is, but he's got to lose some weight.
He's pretty charming, though.
Good of you to say that, my dear. Let's get to the article. Hold on just a sec. I had to get it. It said, you start off and saying, talking about baggage, you say, when I retrieved my first checked bag, I was distressed to see that the top handle was ripped right off the bag, hanging painfully on one screw. And I hear this all the time about wheels on baggage. So let's take it from there, if you will.
Yeah. Well, let me just say that I think it's going to be one of my lifelong pursuits to try to find the perfect piece of luggage. And, you know, whether or not I actually achieve nirvana, luggage nirvana, remains to be seen. I do feel as though I have enough luggage that I could open my own luggage store. But I am constantly on the lookout for a better performing piece of baggage because it's just key to having a good trip. I just think it's one of those things that if it works well, you don't notice it, and if it doesn't work well, it's like the pebble in your shoe.
Yeah, and you don't want a black one.
That's right.
Pebble in your shoe or bag.
Absolutely, absolutely. So really the story was born out of my frustration with the airlines, as we all know, are really struggling for their very livelihood. So the last thing they're really concerned about is damage to your bag.
Right.
And rightfully so. They're worried about, far more important issues like rising gas prices and pilot strikes and stuff like that. So that's okay. But what that means is the onus is back on the traveler to, really take some time and consideration in terms of selecting a bag. And, I have sampled and tested quite a lot of luggage in the last couple of years, reporting different stories. So I have a fair amount of experience with different brands. And, I tried not to go for the very top brands. I mean, not everybody's going to want to spend $600 on a Tumi bag. So I tried to keep the baggage, under 400, 350 to 400 range. And some of these bags can be found at discount at less than that.
Yeah. That's an interesting point because I can remember some years ago, I was a very young fellow, and I was working for Qantas Airways, and the wife of the chairman of the airline wanted to go to one of these bag shops, and I took her to a baggage shop, and she was saying to me, these are all very expensive. She said, I don't want to buy expensive luggage. And I'm thinking, gee, this lady has a lot of money. Why would she not want to buy expensive luggage? And the point was that she travels a lot, and it gets damaged, so why waste money? Buy something that is going to be durable, not necessarily the most expensive designer piece.
Well, yeah, and certainly you can move quickly up the tick from Tumi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, all the designer labels that we see celebrities carrying. Those bags are not ever handled by the airlines because they're Federal Express to their final destination. So, to any listeners who are wealthy enough to be able to do that, good for you. Carry on. But for the rest of us that are subjected to, often very harsh conditions and treatment of our luggage, I think probably buying a mid-price bag and being prepared to replace it on an as-needed basis is a pretty good strategy.
I couldn't agree more. And as you know, when you mention UPS and FedEx, there are companies that specialize in just handling baggage.
Because our friends at the airlines are doing such a lousy job. I mean, there kind of are only two ways to handle this. Either you have to schlep your bag everywhere, and just take a roller board, a 22-inch roller board, or you grit your teeth, cross your fingers, and hope for the best when you check it. So I'm kind of split down the middle. I do try to pack lightly, and I often carry on my bags. I'm headed tomorrow to the Caribbean, and I will be carrying on my bags for a short weekend trip. But, you know, sometimes you're on longer voyages, and you do need to check your bag. So a couple of helpful hints, I think, that if folks are in the market for new luggage and haven't been out in a couple years, there have been some pretty dramatic advancements that I thought we could maybe spend a couple minutes talking about.
Right, and as you say, a lot of it has to do with how often you travel and points such as that.
Yeah. You know, I think before you plunk down any money on a piece of luggage, I think it's really important to consider, you know, are you a regular road warrior, or are you a twice-a-year travel-home-to-see-mom,
right,
you know, and maybe take the family on vacation,
right,
type of traveler? Because that will make a big difference in the kind of features that you may be interested in and the kind of durability that you might be seeking. I will sort of confine my comments to some of the advancements, I think, that have been made by the luggage manufacturers in the last number of years. The good news is bags are getting lighter, and that's really, really good because the airlines are really tightening down on luggage weight restrictions. And it is not uncommon to see people checking in, not only domestically but internationally, and being charged for overweight baggage now. It's another revenue stream for them.
Yeah, that's come back. It's always been around. They just haven't enforced it
when they came out with
that two-bag thing.
Yeah, so I think it's really important to get the lightest empty bag that you can. So you can check the hang tags on the luggage that you see at the store or at the outlets, wherever you choose to buy your bag, and look for something that might be labeled lightweight.
Right.
And what that typically means is the fabric, which is typically a nylon, a type of ballistic nylon, or canvas in some cases, a coated canvas, that the bag is constructed from, if it's a soft side bag, has been constructed in such a way that it is lighter than a traditional bag you may have bought, say, a Samsonite bag 10 years ago. And I know some of us, including me, have those in our closet. And it's kind of amazing. If you just do a simple pickup test, you know, hold two bags in your hand, you will be able to feel
right. The
difference.
Right.
Another big advancement that's been made in luggage in the last couple of years is with the handles and the wheels. The handles in particular are terrific, now much more ergonomically constructed so that they can actually pivot. If you can imagine, you know, we used to have to drag our bags behind us. Now there are bags made by a variety of manufacturers that you can push your bag ahead of you, you can pull it, you can pivot it in a complete circle. The handles are no longer those old-fashioned handles. Many of them are shaped like a gear shift. And they're far more comfortable on your wrist, especially when you consider that in some cases you're going to be dragging around 40 or 50 pounds. So that can make a huge difference. You know, going from concourse to concourse, big, big difference.
Yeah, I mean, you see people go over the curb. They pull their bag. All of a sudden, it twists around, and,
yep,
you know, and they're all over the place.
You know what that's about, Roy? That's about a bag that has improperly balanced wheels.
Yeah.
The one thing that if you're going to really assure yourself a smoother ride, quote-unquote, throughout an airport, or as you say, I actually walk to the metro station from my home in Atlanta when I go to the airport. It's about three blocks. Uneven pavement, potholes, curbs, you know, different cuts in the street, you know, plates where they're doing work underground, et cetera, up and down stairs. If you will select a bag that has wheels on the furthest extreme sides of the bag as opposed to in the middle.
In the middle, yeah.
That's the deal. Also, look for a wheel that's got a little texture to it. You're not going to find something as nubby as, you know, a DMX bike, but if you find that a wheel is not totally smooth, you'll get better traction on uneven surfaces. And, you know, that'll help if you're going, you know, through an airport that's partially carpeted, partially hard surface.
Right.
So that's another huge thing, and that will just help with, as you pack your bag, if you have the stability from the wheels up, you don't have to be concerned about tipping You know, you ever let go of your bag and seen it tip right over?
Right, with everything piled on top of it.
That's right.
But, and that's very true. One of the first things I always look at are the wheels and how well they're made, and because it makes a big difference. And
you know, I don't think anybody should get, you know, tripped up with the idea of more wheels are better. I mean, I've kind of seen, just like you do in some of those big oversized trucks that are on the road, you know, sometimes you see, instead of in the wheelbase, one wheel or one tire, you see two tires.
Right.
You don't need that. As long as you have two good wheels on a typical baggage that or a piece of luggage that's 22 inches, 24 inches, 26, 28, you're fine. The other big thing that you know is just something I recommend to everybody, friends, family, forget buying black bags. It's just ludicrous.
Yeah, black is
forget it. I mean, when you see them swinging around on the conveyor belt, how do you tell which one is yours? And you know, I thought, oh well, the trick is to buy one of those big fluorescent bag tags. Well, guess what? They get snapped off.
Well, and how about tying a red ribbon on it? And when it comes out, everybody has a red ribbon.
Well, absolutely. You know, so the luggage manufacturers have gotten really, really creative and really followed fashion with their lines. And so now you're getting terrific colors. You're getting coppers. You're getting, you know, fluorescent greens, lime greens, you're getting oranges, you're getting lots of reds. I saw a great striped bag on my last trip at the airport. So I think, you know, the more creativity you can express in your bag, the easier it is to spot and the easier it is to keep track of optically, which I think increases your safety as you're moving about.
We're running out of time, Suzanne, but before we go, how about some recommendations you're talking about Jansport, I think, in your article.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm a big fan of a couple of bags. Jansport has a Modus line that is really terrific, very value-priced, comes in fantastic colors. I happen to own the copper, but they have it in a Barbie pink and what have you. And they have some of the features that we discussed earlier. They have good wheels.
Right.
They have an ergonomic handle. It's very lightweight before it's loaded, very very easy line to fall in love with and to pack. And it has very deep interior. I'm not a big fan of lots of compartments and pockets, so I really like a deep interior. The other line that I'm really fond of these days is I really like the Swiss Army Knife folks have a line of luggage that are a terrific value. They feature a telescoping handle. Again, great colors. I have a violet bag from them that's a slightly larger bag that I check, and I get loads of compliments on it when I'm out and about.
And you're out and about a lot. We
yes,
know that
I
for
am.
Sure. Where are you off to?
I'm doing my part. Yeah, I'm heading to your old stomping ground, Dominican Republic.
Are you?
I am.
Whereabouts are you going?
I'm going to a resort down there. I'm going to be the guest of a fairly new resort that's opened for a long weekend.
Do you remember
and,
the name and the city?
Scuba diving.
Are you going? Is it in Punta Cana or?
Yes, it is, and it's. I believe it's Paradisus or
Paradisus. Yes, Paradisus. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You'll love that. That'll be super, and you're going to do some scuba diving.
I'm going to do some scuba diving, and I'm going to do a lot of drinking of umbrella.
Oh, little umbrella things. Well, red ones, I would assume.
Yeah, probably red ones.
Suzanne.
Maybe pink and yellow, too.
Yeah. Suzanne, great. Enjoy it. We'll love to hear from it. I hope certainly we're going to get a report on that one.
Well, thanks, Roy. It's always good to talk to you.